come off the wall to put on a phone. They well, he stood so straight and tall in his uniform and all. His mother's face broke out to the grave. Oh, son, you look so fine. I'm glad you're a son of mine. You make me proud to know that you're willing to go. Do what the captain says. A lot of matters you will do. And we'll put him on the wall. How many you can hold? That old train pulled out. I chance them all begin to shout, telling everybody in the neighborhood, that's my son that's about to go. He's a soldier now, you know. She made a well sure that her neighbors understood. She got a letter once in a while, and her folks make it to smile. She showed up to the people from next door. And she ran about her son in his uniform and gun. In his things they called a good old-fashioned war. Then the letter ceased to come. For a long time they didn't come. They ceased to come for about 10 months or more. Then the letter finally came. Said, go down and meet the train. Your son is coming home from the war. When she smiled and she went right down, she looked up and all around. But she didn't see the soldier boy inside. Then as other people passed, she saw her son at last. And when she did, she could not believe her eyes. Around his waist, and he whispered kind of slow, and a voice that she didn't know. She couldn't even recognize his face. Tell me, my darling son, what are they gonna do? How is it that you come to be this way? But he tried his best to talk, but his mouth could hardly move, and his mother had to turn her face away. Don't you remember, Mom? When I'm off the war, you thought I was another the best thing I could do. I was on the battleground, but you were whole back and proud. And you was a fairer standing in my shoes. Well, I thought was I was there. But what am I doing here? I'm trying to kill somebody, but I tried. But the thing that scared me most, that's when my enemy came close. I could see that his face looked just like a blue eye. Into her.